At 93, botanist Bill Weber is one of the oldest professors at CU Boulder. Back in 1953, he wrote the first field guide to plants in Colorado. The fourth edition of Colorado Flora is now out, and what started as just a survey of Front Range plants is now two books, one for the western slope, another for the eastern part of the state. Weber also started the herbarium at CU, and I spoke with him from his home in Boulder. Bill, thanks for joining us.
I'm so glad to be here.
You have traveled around the world studying plants, and I wonder how Colorado's flora compares with the rest of the world's.
Well, the exciting thing about the Colorado flora is that it is not simply attached to Colorado. We've recently discovered, well, it was discovered long ago, but overlooked, is that the Colorado flora, especially in the dry and the high country, is essentially Middle Asiatic, which means it's species found, in addition to Colorado, in the Altai Mountains, which is an east-west range in the south of Siberia against China and Kazakhstan. And that's why I went to Altai twice, and the Gobi Desert. I had to go there. That was my first big trip.
The Gobi Desert is surprising. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Well, the Gobi Desert isn't all arid and dry. There are rocks, and the rocks are covered with lichens.
How are we in general in Colorado for just diversity of plant species?
Well, we have, I think, somewhere around 3,500 flowering plants, of which you get at least 1,500 of them in Boulder County alone.
Wow. So Boulder's a good place for you to be based as a botanist, isn't it?
It's the most exciting spot in North America.
So Boulder's a great place to be a botanist. Is Colorado, in general, a good place to be a scientist of this sort? Do you have a lot of support, a lot of colleagues, a lot of good thinking going on here?
No. The fact is that Colorado is still in the donkey age. We have not developed a civilized community that is large enough and complex enough to rival New England and New York and California. We are still in the wildflower lover's age. We've got to get out of that and get people to look closer at the things which really matter, which are the things that are holding our soil together, like the mosses and the lichens.
Let's go back a bit. Will you tell us about your first microscope? Do you remember it?
My first microscope? Yes, I do. I was kind of a cripple when I was a kid. I had rheumatic fever, and I was prone to accidents, and they didn't let me out of the house to walk or anything except sit on the stoop, or they didn't even like the stoop because I could catch my death of dampness there. So I was playing with Lincoln Logs and those old relatives of Lego.
Yes.
And on the floor. And one day my cousin, who was a self-trained naturalist, who later became very famous in Colorado, down at Fountain Valley School, as being the butterfly specialist of Colorado. And he came over to the house one day and saw that I was in trouble. And he brought me a little tubular microscope, about 6 or 8 inches high, with screw-on objectives that would give me about 100 times diameters, and showed me how I could take a glass of water and let it stand with little detritus in it, and eventually I could see all these microscopic animals, submicroscopic animals like amoebas and paramecium, and by the age of 6, I was using scientific names for all these things. But that started it all.
You put a lot of emphasis on knowing scientific names.
Absolutely. In the old days, there were no scientific names. There were strings of Latin names, which were descriptions used by the monks in the abbeys. And Linnaeus settled down to a binomial system. So that is why I am Bill Weber, and not Bill Weber with the beard and short hair and knock-kneed or whatever it would be. But we thank Linnaeus for doing this. And now, believe it or not, in Scandinavia and Russia, they are now, each country, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Finland, they have erected a system of official common names so that no one in these different countries can talk to people in the other country about these things.
You started the University of Colorado Herbarium in 1946.
Yes.
And I'd love to have you describe for us what it's like inside.
Okay. The most important things when you're collecting plants is that you have to have them some way that they are dry and will not suffer from moisture. Another thing is that the dried plants have to be stacked. Where can you put 500,000 plants without them getting crushed? You crush them first. Get it in the field, flatten them out, dry them, and then glue them onto sheets of resistant paper. And you stack them in drawers. It's a very, very convenient and practical way of keeping plants. You just pull a folder out with a couple of dozen sheets on it, and you can compare one species where it grows here and there and the other place in Europe and Asia and what else. And they should last forever as long as you don't have a war and atomic bombs, things like that.
After all your years studying plants in Colorado, do you know what to expect when you get to a certain area?
That's an interesting thing, because with a lot of experience, you know by looking at a place whether it's going to be good. You do learn where plants live. I always think it's a wonderful thing that whatever force made the universe did not distribute plants in Colorado at random. They have special habitats. But time and time again, we will give up on a place and say, no, we don't go there. There's nothing there. And who comes along but some freshman who's never been in the field before? And it's something new.
Your co-author for Colorado Flora is a gentleman by the name of Ron Whitman. And it surprised me that he's a physicist.
That's right.
How does he end up working on this book with you about plants?
Ron walked in one day and wanted an identification of a plant that was in his garden. And he stayed. And I could not have done what I've done at all without him.
Well, Bill, how often do you get out these days to look at plants?
I can't do it anymore because I'm 94 and my balance is not too good. I use a walker, and I'm likely to fall, and I have heart trouble so that I can't afford to bleed. But I can get up to 11,000 feet without oxygen, my capacity for hiking and stuff is, I've been there and done that, and I'm interested in other things. I've been reading all the books that I've never read before that are on my shelves, and I'm having more fun talking to people. I play cribbage with somebody across the street here every week, and so if I don't do any more herbarium work, that's par for the course.
Well, Bill, thank you for talking with us.
It's been fun. That's what I like.
Botanist Bill Weber has taught for 67 years at CU Boulder. He and his co-author Ron Whitman just published the fourth edition of the Colorado Flora Field Guides. To see a photo of Weber and Whitman working at the herbarium and a couple of shots of Weber's botanic field trips, go to cpr.org.